explain to everybody who BJ Novak is.
All right, so BJ Novak was one of the writers and stars of The Office.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Mindy Kaling were writing partners, and they basically helped write a lot of... Now, The Office obviously was based on the Ricky Gervais British, the UK version, but BJ Novak was like the head writer, like tasked with putting those scripts together for America. So he's, you know, he's very well respected. People love him. He's a really good writer, and he put himself in it. He was also in The Office, but he's more known as a writer than an actor.
But people do know his face. He's been on Letterman.
Oh, yeah.
He's been on TV shows. People know who he is.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, so he was on The Office from the very beginning, from 2005 all the way till the end, 2013, and he played Ryan.
And he was recently on the Hulu show The Premise.
Yes, right. Which I think he also did. He also write that as well.
Yeah, I don't know, but many years ago.
Wait, just hang on. So just so you know, he's one of those Harvard kids. He came from Harvard, so he's a quirky, weird... I don't know if you know anybody from Harvard, but from the specifically the writing and creative teams that come out of Harvard.
Lampoon started.
Yeah, they're all like weird, quirky, brilliant, and they all end up doing this like crazy... You know who they are. Like, you find out their names because they end up being super famous.
Right, and they all started that National Lampoon thing at Harvard and all that. So
exactly.
Many, many years ago, somebody accidentally put a photo of BJ Novak on public domain.
How? What happened?
I don't know. I think he did by accident at some point. You can go to a website and upload something that you can say anybody can use this for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he did it, or his publicist or somebody when he was in The Office uploaded a photo of him and called it public domain. You can use it for anything you want.
Okay.
So now it's used all over the world. So when BJ goes to different parts of the world, he's on everything. His photo is on every store he walks into. He's like, oh, there I am. Because
he's there, you know, like the Gap selling a sweatshirt, like in an ad for
it's
penis enlargement.
Like that. It's like lipstick from. He'll walk in and see face paint, and there's his photo. And then here's cologne. Somebody used it for that. He can't do anything about it because it's public domain.
Right.
So that's the hair clippers. There's his photo.
Which, oh my God.
Which photo can we use? Let's use that one. Okay, here's another shaver.
It's that one photo over and over, that same photo over and over.
And all these companies are using it. And he says, basically, I could go in and fight this because every time I turn around, there I am. But to me, it's just funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah, of course it is.
It's
yeah.
funny to me that be on a lipstick thing in... wherever.
It's one photo and they keep using it over and over to promote all kinds of things. And you know, if you know who he is and if he's famous, you're like, oh, there's BJ Novak. But it's good that he's making people aware of it, because now they know that he's not endorsing the face paint or the razor or whatever. They just took his photo like it's a stock photo they can use.
Yeah, I love that, because when you go to the store, you're like, which razor should I... Oh, I'll buy... I know that guy. He uses this razor.
Right,
I'll
right.
buy this. And there's nothing he can do because that one photo was uploaded to public domain.
Wow, that's hilarious. Well, The Office was worldwide, so you know that there's people, you know, in whatever country who are like, oh, look, it's the guy from The Office.
Mm-hmm. For lipstick and cologne
right.
in Sweden.
And cologne.
He get off the airport. Ah, there I am for popcorn. Ah, great.
I love that he's not going to pursue it legally, and I love that he just thinks it's fun and he's telling us about it. I think that's super cool.
He says, I'm too amused to do anything about it.